You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hi.
What's your name?
Olivia.
Olivia, are you having a good day so far?
Yes.
Who's your favourite player for the Swifts?
You.
Thank
or
you.
Helen.
No, just cut out the Helen part. Just say, can we do that again?
Okay.
Who's your favourite player for the Swifts?
You.
Thank you.
Perfect.
You agree?
Perfect.
Did you get that? Who's your favourite player?
Manny Proud.
Thank you. Okay. Who's yours? Thank you. Well done.
It's you.
Thank you.
No, just manipulating the youth, she does. That's what she does.
Great.
Yeah.
It's great. You got to do it.
Just brainwashes them.
You got to do it.
Matty Proud. Yeah. Captain of the Swifts.
Who's your favourite player?
Helen.
Helen Housby. Yeah, no.
No!
Oh, she's one of our favourites, Maddie Proud. And with the Suncorp Netball Series about to start, she's joining us on Sports Day. How are you, Maddie?
Very well, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, now, the most important thing that's going on in your life right now is that you've finally got a ute. What make and model, and what do you carry in the back of it?
I've got a Volkswagen Amarok, and I just carry heaps of copies of Grace on the court that I can try and sell to people as I'm driving around.
Wow, smart play.
Yeah, smart play. So, of course, Grace on the Court is one of your many children's books that you've authored. Now, the Chrissy break. What does Maddie Proud get up to over the Chrissy break?
Oh, I went back to Adelaide for a couple of days and then came back to Sydney and then actually did a trip to Brisbane as well. My partner, he's a cricketer, so followed him around a little bit during the Big Bash season. So actually didn't watch any cricket because every game I went to go to was rained out. But that was a win for me because I was more happy just to be wherever, I was got to holiday rather than actually watching any cricket.
Oh, nice one. Now, Maddie, I have been on a couple of reality shows myself.
Reality show junkie.
Such calls me, yeah. Yeah, I've used them all up. But we talked off air. You were saying that you're a bit of a Gogglebox fan.
I love Gogglebox.
You applied to go on there. Now, if you did go on Gogglebox, who would be your partner in crime as you're watching?
Well, I'm trying to be strategic here. And obviously, you two both went to Helen Housby as your favourite players. So
yep.
I'm thinking in terms of airtime, celebrity status. She's had David Beckham slide into the DMs. I think we'd get quite a viewership if I had Helen on board with me. But probably her or someone like an Ali Smith in our team. We've got a pretty similar sense of humour. But yeah, if I'm going for what's going to attract the crowds, and Helen's also a little bit strange and weird like I am. So we've got some good banter. But she's study actually zoology, so you just want to watch David Attenborough and all the nice animal documentaries, where I'd be wanting to watch Love Island or something like that. So we'd have some different tastes going around.
So just it just rolled off your tongue there, but I just did you say that Helen's had David Beckham slide into her DMs? Did I hear that right?
Well, sorry, he actually commented on a photo, which was probably even bigger, back when Helen shot the winning goal for England in that game back in Gold Coast. And he commented on it. I reckon overnight Helen went from, having about, 10,000 followers on Instagram to nearly 100,000. So it's not even her claim to fame anymore. It's my claim to fame by association that I know Helen and David Beckham commented on her photo.
Good one.
All right, now you got a podcast coming out. What's his name and what's it about?
Yeah, so we started it last season, actually. It's called Mad Chatter because the three of us that do it are all called Maddie. So it's with a teammate, Maddie Turner. Actually, I should have said her for the Gogglebox for, commercial reasons because we could have plugged the podcast on there as well. And then a girl called Maddie Ibrahim, who we used to be the social media girl at the Swifts and has since left the Swifts, but is still a good friend of ours. And, sort of started it very kind of amateurish last year and ended up getting a little bit of a following where we had people coming with posters and we even had some merch made for us at games and that. But yeah, just a little bit of banter between us. We did a few interviews with some teammates and other people and yeah, just started off with a bit of fun. But this year we're trying to make it a little bit more serious, we hope, in terms of getting, you know, a bit better technology on our side because, yeah, the sound quality, all that wasn't too good. So we're trying to one up it this season.
Oh, that's good to know. Look forward to hearing some of that. But tell me, there's a bit of a rumour you've got a training camp next week. Is that correct? Is this like an army camp?
It is true. Well, I'm beginning to think that you guys know more about it than I do because we have literally been told to arrive at a certain destination at a certain time. It's all been very cryptic. As women and as probably netballers, we all are used to living by a schedule, so we're probably notorious for over-asking questions. So Bryony, our coach, has been very strict with no questions other than what time you have to be somewhere. We'll be sent a packing list the day before, and today we had to randomly bring in a sleeping bag to training. So there's lots of whispers going around about what we're going to be doing, but yeah, who knows? We're all very excited, but I think everyone's a little bit nervous.
How does that go with Maddie Proud? Are you like a spontaneous person that can just roll with the punches? Are you like OCD, like you've got to know every detail? Does it just do your head in, you don't know what's going on?
It's more that I'm just nosy and I like to be in the know, and I'm one of those people that likes to, you know, just be in with everything that's happening. But for me, team camp's like my favourite time. I'm, you know, you could probably tell, one of those people that's just all in for everything. So whether it's boot camps or anything like that, I always love getting involved. We did sort of like a longest day sort of thing a few years ago down at Narrabeen, and I just, you know, we had to get up at 3 a.m. and the only thing I ever got told off for doing was talking too much. We were meant to be quiet. So love all of the team camp sort of things. So it's going to be, yeah, lots of fun, I think. But Bryony is known for putting us outside of our comfort zone. So who knows? If I talk to you next time, it might not be the same response.
I can't believe someone said you talk too much.
Mate, and I can't believe you said you like those training camps. I used to get absolutely punished on those things for days with the army or in the army barracks. Oh, that wasn't fun at all. You're a brave girl, Maddie.
Maybe SES is my new reality show, then we'll see. maybe not after next week. So it might break me now that I'm getting a little bit older. Mm.
So you re-signed with the Swiss for a further 3 seasons. You must be loving it there. Must be a special club, Maddie.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's interesting thinking back, you know, I'm going into my, I think, 8th season now. And when I moved over from Adelaide at the end of the 2016 season, I sort of thought, oh, I'll just come to Sydney and get a new experience for a couple of years and then probably just end up going home. But I think, you know, it's the same story for all of us. We kind of had this same group that all came in for this 2017 season, a couple of internationals, a couple of interstaters. And yeah, the core of us have now been together going in on 8 years, and almost all of us have signed on for another 3. So it kind of shows that there's, yeah, something very special at the Swiss. We've got a really nice bond. We kind of talk about being a family. And again, all of us being from a lot of different places, we have kind of become each other's support network here in Sydney. And yeah, definitely won't be leaving for a very long time.
Is there much player movement, Maddie, in the Suncorp Super Netball between clubs each year?
This year actually was the biggest. I feel like there's like moments in time because everyone usually signs for those 2-3 years at similar times when a new CBA gets done. So I find that every couple of years there's sort of this mass exodus. And yeah, this year it's been probably the craziest because there's the new team, the Mavericks, coming in after Collingwood, you know, exited the competition. And I feel like everyone kind of took that as an opportunity to move around. So yeah, we've pretty much been the only team to keep the majority of our team. We've only had one change, and even the new girl that's come in was sort of from within our pathways anyway. So yeah, I guess that goes to show a lot about the culture at the Swifts, but it's going to be a very exciting season with, yeah, a lot of new faces in new colours.
Yeah, it's getting such great traction, isn't it? The crowds have been amazing. April 13 is round one. You face the Sunny Coast Lightning on the 14th, but round two, you just mentioned them, you face the new kids on the block, the Melbourne Mavericks. Mm. What can we expect from them?
Yeah, they're going to be really exciting, I think. It's sort of a very kind of, yeah, interesting team, and in that they've got a new coach. They've got Tracy Neville, who's an English coach. She coached that English team that won that Comm Games, and she's been able to, yeah, bring a few big names, particularly some really big English stars over. And, I mean, they've had a very disruptive preseason with everyone kind of being, you know, postponed a little bit when they could start, with everything was going on with the contracting, and then there's been international competitions. So in terms of their preparation, they haven't had a whole lot of time, but I think that that's almost going to work in their favour, and that they're going to be a team that comes out pretty fearlessly, and they're going to, I think they've got the backing of obviously a really big entity behind them as well, so I think they're all very excited and they're going to be a team to watch for sure.
Yeah, exciting times for netball. Matty, now you've had to deal with concussion a few times. Before we go, I just wanted to touch on this because Rugby League has brought in some new concussion protocols. And I just wanted to ask you, you've had to manage concussion through your career a few times. Are there any guidelines surrounding concussion in netball, or is it just a sort of, I mean, obviously the medical staff are all over it, but are there particular guidelines to look after you?
Yeah, it's definitely something that's becoming more and more prevalent in terms of what they do in terms of screening processes. We now do sort of like a pre-season scat test almost, where they kind of get a baseline for you so that if something is to happen throughout the season, you've got that to go back on. And a whole lot of protocols have now been written up. There's new rules that have come in. For example, even last year, I got a head knock during a game, and almost similar to what they do in the NRL with kind of a HIA, I had to go off for a few minutes and see the doctor, which is something that had never happened before. So it's definitely becoming more and more, regimented with what they do to make sure they're looking after everyone properly. But, yeah, I've been really fortunate with my experiences that because of the medical staff we've had, I've been in such good care that I've never really had any lasting issues with it, and have always kind of been able to recover within what was kind of the required 10 days and only missed that kind of one game in between. So I've been kind of on the lucky end of it. But I think, now that it's more out in the media and particularly about, more research around the female brain and everything like that, it's becoming much more topical, and I think that netball will be one of the sports for sure that starts to put in maybe some stricter protocols around it, and even I was on a panel recently about it, and it's just something that's definitely becoming more of a conversation, particularly in female sport, because there hasn't been a whole lot of research or I guess conversation about it, because it has typically been something that's in those high contact sports, which have traditionally been male sports. So it's something that's more and more at the forefront for sure.
You just said the female brain, Maddie. So have you just admitted that there's a difference between the male and the female brain? So, further on from that, if we were to open up your skull and look in Maddie Proud's brain, what story would it tell us?
It would be like the Homer Simpsons episode where Homer has the monkey, except I'd have a million monkeys though, and they'd just be going crazy because there's
right.
a lot that goes on in this brain, but not much sense comes out of it. So that's maybe the female equivalent of multitasking for Homer Simpson.
Oh, you're an absolute champion, and we love catching up with you, Maddie. Of course, April 13 is round one of the Suncorp Super Netball Series, and we'll catch up with you again throughout the season. Good luck in round one.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Good to chat.